Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Clark reaches second base with a double. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone takes first base on ball four. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone moves to third. Cox moves to second. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Clark throws to second for one, and Tresh throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Davis moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Josephson moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive towards the mound. Horland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox is hit by the pitch. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stottlemyre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Causey moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-1 in the game. Stottlemyre is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Davis moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-2 in the game. Cosco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Josephson scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibbs moves to third. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-2 in the game. Stottlemyre bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-2, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Bob Locker. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-3 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kosko for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.